Ron Reagan spoke last night at the Democratic National Convention, an unlikely venue for the son of a Republican president.
I am not here to make a political speech, and the topic at hand must not have anything to do with partisanship.
Ron Reagan spoke about an issue that became important to his family during his father's long illness.
I am here tonight to talk about the issue of research into what may be the greatest medical breakthrough in our or any lifetime. The use of embryonic stem cells, cells created using the material of our own bodies, to cure a wide range of fatal and debilitating illnesses.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca listened to that speech and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So according to what scientists are saying, is Ron Reagan correct to say that stem cell research could cure fatal diseases?
Well, that's the hope. I mean, scientists have gotten excited about the possibility of that because these cells do have the ability to take on the jobs of many cells in the body. But it's probably a little bit over the top to say it's the greatest science breakthrough, of this or any other lifetime. Maybe, but we'll have to see. But the picture goes something like this in terms of therapy. Let's say you had Parkinson's, as this is the situation that Ron Reagan was describing last night, and he was saying that maybe in 10 years you could generate some cells that would take the place of brain cells.
Those cells with your DNA are injected into your brain where they will replace the faulty cells whose failure to produce adequate dopamine led to the Parkinson's disease in the first place. In other words, you're cured.
So those cells, Joe Palca, are injected into the brain. Where do they come from?
Well, this is one of the points that was sort of skated over last night. In order to make cells that are specific to you, that have your DNA, you have to do what's called cloning. That means taking a cell from you and injecting it into a woman's egg and then letting that thing grow into an embryo and then using that to derive stem cells. And, of course, some people have serious ethical objections to creating embryos for the purpose of destroying them.
Which is not the only ethical issue that's raised by this.
Well, no. I mean, every time you talk about stem cells, you get right into the question of when does life begin. And Ron Reagan tried to address that issue in his speech last night.
Now, by the way, no fetal tissue is involved in this process. No fetuses are created, none destroyed. This all happens in the laboratory at the cellular level.
Now, strictly speaking, that's true. There are no fetuses, but you are creating an embryo. And for the people who believe that life begins when an egg merges with a sperm and there's a unique new potential individual, that's still an ethical problem, whether it's a fetus that's being destroyed, which it's not in the case of stem cells, or in the case of an embryo, which it is, it's something that the society has to grapple with.
Now, the former president's son came to the Democratic Convention and began by saying, "I'm not giving a political speech," as we heard. Is it possible to give a non-political speech in this forum on this topic?
Well, I don't think it is, really. And, it's an interesting problem for people who are in favor of embryonic stem cell research. There is a lot of enthusiasm, and people like Ron Reagan from all parts of the political spectrum have been drawn into this research for its extreme potential. But there's a risk here for people who favor embryonic stem cell research. If this becomes a Democratic issue as opposed to a Republican issue, suddenly they face the possibility that if the Democrats should not prevail in the fall, in the election, they're stuck with a president who said, "I'm not going to change my policies," which at the moment are quite restrictive. So I think that the people who favor stem cell research are sort of hoping it's not a partisan issue so that they don't have to worry about that possibility. But I think it looks like it's turning into a partisan issue.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, thanks very much.
You're welcome.